be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I loved my flip phone when I had it because it never gave me text messages. Now with my phone, I get text messages, which means that I have instant information on disasters that need my attention immediately. The parking permit expired 5 minutes ago and you just got a ticket. The hospital chaplain decided to take the day off without telling anybody, so can you come in the hospital and do his job? So what do you do? What do you do when your whole day is all disrupted? When you're hitting hard times and difficult moments? I'll tell you what you do. You turn to St. Paul because Paul is an expert at all of this. And he tells us that when these things happen, when there is affliction and hardship in our lives, that God pours his love in our hearts. Note the word pours. When do we pour? When the tank is empty, that's when we pour. The lawnmower is bone dry. So you don't just put a couple of drops in it. No, you're going to fill it up. Pour in the gas. How do we drink water? Well, you pick up the glass and you take a few sips, and you put it down and eat a little bit and do it again. So when exactly do we pour water into our body? It's when we're empty, after you run a marathon. And see, God doesn't just put a couple of drops, a couple of sips of water, our graces, or his love into us. No, he pours it in. He pours his love in us, which means we're empty. That's when he does it. You know, there was a thunderstorm that was just hovering over Boston for hours, and it was pouring rain, and the boiler room was just flooded. So I was trying to bail out the basement, and as fast as I was taking out the water, the water was pouring in. Finally, at a certain moment, I threw up my arms and said, "That's it, I quit." Because I had a baptism at St. Cecilia, so I left it and went over there. And just before the ceremony, while waiting for a few people to arrive, I was standing beside the dad, and he was holding the baby in one hand, and he had his camera in the other, and he was trying to take the old batteries out and put in new batteries while holding the baby, and he was having a little difficult doing that. So finally, at a certain point, he swung the baby into my chest and says, "Here, Father, hold him for a minute." Now, that's not a very good idea because I don't have a lot of experience holding babies, so I don't do it very well. And so usually the babies figure that out, and I'm doing a terrible job at this, and so they start kicking and screaming, "This is not my mommy." And then I embarrassingly have to give the baby back. This time was different. This time was different. I was holding the baby, and the baby was looking at me with his wide eyes, and he reached up and grabbed my nose and started squeezing it. And he was having fun with my face. He says, "Oh, you think that's a toy, huh?" Anyways, all the people in the church would say, "Oh, look at the baby likes the priest." Taking my picture and everything. Anyway, after the baptism, I was walking back in the rain, and I said, "God, you did that. You did that. You know I can't hold babies. You know I was having a bad day today. The day I got to hold a baby. Now that might not seem like a big deal to you, but it is to me. Because I can't hold babies that much. And that's what God does. God sees when we're empty, when we're hurting, we're afflicted, as Paul is saying. And that's, he doesn't dribs and drabs, he pours his love into us. So never fear when you're empty. That's the moment that God can be personal.